שלום, אנחנו לומדים משיעור בנושא שני הפכים בנושא אחד.
The lesson on the topic of two opposites in one subject. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we always learn. What we learn happens on ourselves, through ourselves. Two opposites in the same carrier. Otherwise, we are not created beings. We have to have me, that is one form, and then the other form is the Creator, who imprints His form onto me. And then, since He and I are opposite in our qualities, then it turns out that I include two opposites and they're in the same carrier, meaning in my will to receive there is an imprint of the will to receive for itself that wants to rule and judge and determine everything, and then afterwards the will to bestow of the Creator on top of it. And these two opposites, these two forms, are polar opposites. There's not a detail in one of the forms that is similar to the other form, and that the oppositeness between one and the other, between these two opposites, the disparity is such that they're very uniquely different. The oppositeness is such that when I discover one form and then the opposite form, and when I shift from one form to the other, and knowing all the details of one and then the other, the will to receive in all its detail, say as the Pharaoh of the will to receive, opposite the will to bestow, hate versus love, the calculation in the will to receive and the calculation through annulment, through the will to bestow, every time I am amazed by how these two forms create innovation, and when they meet in a single carrier, which is the will to receive, because outside the will to receive there is nothing besides these forms that appear directly and indirectly, and then I receive what I get from, I feel what I receive from the Creator directly and indirectly, and through these two opposites I build myself. Because eventually the created being is the one who feels what the Creator designs in him. And this is called, through your actions we know you. This is how we have to develop the sensitivity, the acquaintance with the Creator. Why He wants us to feel this way and the other way, one form and the opposite form, and the gap between them, how we will decide and recognize Him. And that's what's called the third factor that decides between the two. And as a result of all this, we build ourselves. Well, for example, if we're already at it, I suddenly discover, and this can be any incident, any situation, someone told me something about some friend that he's excellent in studying, in understanding, even in attainment. Some think that he has attainment, that he's already something, and I feel that I'm hurt by that. I'm hurt because I'm not like him. And I go half the day with this negative impression. What about me? Why am I not like that? And so forth. And I'm completely full of envy. And then, for some reason, it begins to fade. And then my mind and emotion becomes free to think that what's important for me is just to aim at the Creator. Why do I need this competition of who's more and who's less in understanding, in excellence, in attainment? As long as I have anything towards the Creator, that's already good. That I have not even a perception, but some grip. Meaning that even I, having nothing, and specifically because I have nothing, I can relate myself to the Creator. Because this nothingness that I have gives me a special ability. Specifically with the void, with the empty space, the nothing, the zero, that I receive nothing from Him, and I can still relate myself to Him. That's already something. So perhaps the Creator actually did a really good thing to me. He doesn't give me anything, but specifically from this state where I have nothing, I can say I want to belong to You and have nothing. And I'm okay with having nothing forever, as long as I can actually use it to demonstrate, to show that I belong to You, and that I'm willing to be a loyal servant that has nothing besides being in existence, and that's it. And I don't want anything more, and I'm happy, and I'm willing to stay in that zero and have an even greater and greater zero. And the entire world, on the other hand, has success in everything and everything else. And I want to continue to adhere to You on top of my state, to the point that You don't know me and You don't recognize me and there's nothing, and so forth. There's a lot more that we can say about this. But now you have two forms, opposite forms, that have dressed into a single person, a single carrier. And actually, neither this nor that are the desired form, but both of them happen so that we will design something third. What is that third thing? We will learn that bit by bit. How do we design it, establish it, what happens here after these scrutinies, like I now described, the negative side and then the positive side. What do I have to take from them in order to build the third, the middle line? Any questions about that? No. Good. Because these things are probably kind of, they already happen, and we're in control of them. So let's continue.
Excerpt number one, Bala Sulam, Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before. It's written, man and beast You save, O Lord. Our sages said, these are people who are of cunning mind and pretend to be as beasts. This means that the whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites and one subject, and all the combinations in the world were made in this way, and this is the whole of the work of creation.
Again.
It is written, man and beast you save, O Lord. Our sages said, these are people who are of cunning mind and pretend to be as beasts. This means that the whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites and one subject, and all the combinations in the world were made in this way, and this is the whole of the work of creation.
Meaning that we have no spiritual state that is not comprised of two opposite states, and any true state has to be comprised of both. Otherwise, it means that the state is not clarified yet. Either I'm in lack of consciousness or of the state, or I'm in one of the forms, but I still don't have a state that emerges as a result of these two opposites, where I already determine the place and the pole, or and then I have concluded it. I don't understand. I'm not hearing any responses. Either you already passed that, or you don't understand what I'm saying at all, or it's not interesting to you. There's a kind of a... is it a protest or what? So protest, what can I say? Read number two.
Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam, letter 51. The whole difficulty in worshipping him is that in the worshipper there are always two opposites in the same subject, that his uniqueness is simple, but must clothe in man's body, which consists of a body and a soul, which are two opposites. Therefore, in any spiritual concept that one attains, two opposite forms are immediately created in him. One form on the part of the body, and one form on the part of the soul. By nature, a person cannot scrutinize the body and the soul as two subjects. Rather, he is composed by the Creator as one, meaning, as one subject. It is similar to the tying of Isaac, when the Creator said to Abraham, for in Isaac shall a seed be called to you, and the Creator said to him, and offer him there for a burnt offering. From the perspective of the Creator, it is, as was written, I, the Lord, do not change. But in the perception of the receiver, they are opposites.
Again.
The whole difficulty in worshipping him is that in the worshipper there are always two opposites in the same subject, that his uniqueness is simple, but must clothe in man's body, which consists of a body and a soul, which are two opposites. Therefore, in any spiritual concept that one attains, two opposite forms are immediately created in him. One form on the part of the body, and one form on the part of the soul. By nature, a person cannot scrutinize the body and the soul as two subjects. Rather, he is composed by the Creator as one, meaning as one subject. It's similar to the tying of Isaac. When the Creator said to Abraham, "For in Isaac shall a seed be called to you." And the Creator said to him, "And offer him there for a burnt offering." From the perspective of the Creator, it is as was written, "I, the Lord, do not change." But in the perception of the receiver, they are opposites.
This means that on behalf of the Creator, both Isaac will be called your seed, and you will also sacrifice him as a burnt offering, means that two opposites have to exist in the single carrier, in the will to receive, and then the will to receive takes on its spiritual form. When these two opposites exist and complement each other, they don't cancel each other, but rather complement each other. The Creator cannot relate to the created being if not through these two opposites. And the will to bestow and the will to receive, which are, or in order for them to be imprinted into the will to receive, into our matter, and then only through one thing and its opposite thing, we'll be able to both feel and be similar to the Creator and compatible to the Creator and understanding of the Creator through these two forms that eventually create a single form within us of the middle line. Questions?
No.
Yeah.
Eventually, there are two states in the will to receive. Either I feel pleasant or unpleasant. Now, from what we learn, when I don't feel pleasant, I work at it in order to rise above the state. But what do you do when you feel pleasant?
Both pleasant and unpleasant, when these two forms happen to me, I need to determine why do I feel pleasant and why do I feel unpleasant, and then see that how I determine my state, it's not about pleasant or unpleasant. There's no argument about that. My flesh says whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. The question is, what do I determine? What is the cause of feeling pleasantness or unpleasantness? That's the issue. Here I have to decide. Perhaps I feel unpleasant, but I'm happy about it, and I'm attaining a certain goal with it. Or maybe I feel pleasantness, and I enjoy, and yet I also feel, I realize that I'm killing myself. Let's say I'm addicted to drugs, and I can't escape it. So there's a difference between pleasant or unpleasant and correct or incorrect. Yes.
If a pleasant feeling comes without any scrutiny.
Without scrutiny, without inspection, we are not discussing that. That's a beast. Even though a beast does scrutinize a lot, the beasts have a natural scrutiny. They don't make mistakes. But we're talking about the human, that whether one feels pleasant or unpleasant, he also has to weigh whether it's goal-oriented or not. And if he doesn't, then he lives within the feeling of good and bad, and he only lives to move closer to a good feeling and away from a bad feeling. Not towards good and away from bad, just a good feeling or a bad feeling. And that's the billions of people that exist on planet Earth. We're not talking about that. But if we're talking about Adam, about the human, then it's a person who has a goal, he wants to attain the goal, and he begins to receive an explanation, or more accurately, to understand from the explanation that he has to direct himself through his attitude to pleasant and unpleasant, or to correct and incorrect, and through all these scrutinies, he can direct himself to the goal, which is Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. But just plain pleasantness or unpleasantness is not any scrutiny at all. It's just a bodily scrutiny where there's no dispute, there's no problem. It's all clear. Surely, our body is never wrong in that respect. Of course, it can be wrong in different things because of habits and so forth. But these are simple things, you know. It's like you let a little child drink whiskey. You know, it's very unpleasant for him. Let some cowboy drink whiskey. It'll be like candy for the kid. So that's a matter of habit. So if we take away habit, which is what turns into a second nature, the body itself doesn't go wrong. What's pleasant is pleasant. There's no argument. We can both eat from the same plate. It'll be tasty for you and not tasty for me. And there's no argument here to make, because we just know that's how it is in life. Besides that, one can get used to something is not. So that's not the scrutiny, whether something's pleasant or unpleasant. Rather, the scrutiny has to happen on two levels, which is pleasant and unpleasant, good or bad, truth or false. And that's already the bodily scrutiny, the emotional scrutiny, and the intellectual scrutiny. Good or not good, true or false. And a person has to make these calculations, meaning what's up to us is mostly to build this system of the scrutiny, the inspection. By that we find the middle third of Tiferet, the free choice. Where can we exist between determining the state of good and bad, truth and false, and directing myself correctly towards the upper force? So then, I begin to make myself independent and become like Him. And this is what the Creator wants to see from the created being. Say you want your child to grow and become wise and even be opposite to you, but in a correct way. Meaning wherever you're wrong, wherever you can't or unable to position yourself correctly, you want to see that he is capable. This is called my sons have defeated me. Yeah.
When we talk about different going through different states, it means to scrutinize whatever state comes my way.
First of all, you have to feel the situation. You have to be integrated with the situation. And then, after you're integrated with the situation, then you scrutinize it. But in every state, you have to first feel it. Right? That's clear. Yes.
Rav, is it true that we have to sacrifice to the Creator both the will to receive and also the will to bestow?
Neither this nor that. No. We don't need to sacrifice anything. We need to to carefully check what we're getting from him, because every state we're getting is from him. Therefore, don't erase anything and become integrated with any good or bad discernment. Pleasant or incorrect. You see, I'm mixing them up. Meaning that what's pleasant shouldn't seem to me as good, and what's unpleasant as incorrect. And then, when I scrutinize that, I advance and I don't eliminate anything. The more we will advance, the more we will have these opposite forms, the two opposites in the single carrier will become more prominent and more extreme. It's like I always show you that opposite cone representing our growth. The more, the higher we are, the farther the left and the right are.
By sacrificing, I didn't mean annulment. I mean not to receive pleasure, neither in the will to receive nor in the will to bestow.
Then how will I examine them if I don't enjoy? No.
But this happens already after the examination, or?
Yes and no. Yes and no. It depends on how I allow myself to get into it or not. I want to scrutinize it or not. Sometimes the bad feeling or good feeling comes to me and conquers me and I can't do anything, and only later on I begin to activate my mind in addition to my emotion. So let's continue. What, Itzik?
It was said that the Creator is simple, so there are also two opposites in the Creator himself.
We're not talking about the Creator, we're talking about what we receive from him, and by what can we detect him. What's in him, I don't know. That's called come and see. So if I build myself correctly, then I begin to see. And I see the way I built myself to see. I don't see him. So if you say the Creator himself, I don't know. How I can see him through a thousand different forms.
Kabbalists say that he's simple light.
Yes.
So if he's simple, at least that's what I think, then there are no opposites in him.
He has no forms. We feel these forms, of course. That's why it's called come and see.
How does the created being that's the complete opposite with his opposites can reach equivalence of form with something simple that has no opposites?
In the middle line, between both, when he connects both together, between one form and its opposite form, we find something called the middle line. And that we can say is God.
And in the middle line there are no opposites?
No, it includes both opposites together. Both opposites, and also it's difficult to say here, but it's important, it's mandatory to say that he includes both and he doesn't exist in both, because it's all from the created being. I have to calibrate myself and build that third eye, the where I see him. But because I've built that eye, that new eye, and I see through it, then the Creator as if dresses into that third eye that I built.
What is the correct system of scrutiny? How do I
The correct system of scrutiny is this portrayal I gave you in the beginning of the lesson. I heard that Dudi is excellent, and he's already in attainment, and I barely understand what we're talking about. And then I get worked up. Why him, not me? And maybe he shouldn't have anything also. He should be like me. I want to be more than everyone else. And then I already get mad at the Creator who did this. Why not me? What did I not do? What did I not invest? That's one form. And then the second form, after a while, for some reason, I don't know why, but it happens from above, through perhaps different means, but I begin to think differently. That this state comes to me from the Creator. And it's a good state, because here I can submit myself and say that I don't want anything. Everyone is great, everyone are giants, pillars of the world. They all stand next to the Creator equally, all in that kingdom above. And I am at the very bottom, at the end of the line, and I have no connection to the Creator, being zero of zeros. And I don't want anything more than that, just to belong to Him. Just that edge of the thought that I am also created by Him, with some little last drop that He poured into this world. And I'm happy about that state, because I don't demand anything more than that. And that's wholeness. That is wholeness. That's true chafetz chesed. Delighted in mercy. I don't have a shirt or anything. And I don't want to go into the king's palace where there's everything. But completely nothing. So you have a state which is very deficient, and a state which is very whole. Why is it very whole? Because its wholeness doesn't depend on having anything. And now there's the middle line, but I don't want to discuss it too much right now, because it's sufficient for us to just find ourselves in these two opposites first.
The opposite states, they awaken naturally.
Surely everything is actually awakened by and scrutinized by the Creator, but the person feels that he goes through it, that he gets worked up with envy and hatred and claims towards the Creator and complains. That's one line, the left line. And on the right line, he becomes calm and so on. But he's also aware on the left line where it's coming from. Not in the very beginning. In the very beginning, he's worked up and he's mad and he's willing to eradicate the whole of reality. But then he begins to feel. It happens through levels, root 1, 2, 3, 4 of each and every state. So he begins to feel that it comes from the Creator, that it's in order for me to see, that I'll have the power to advance, that I'll be envied at everyone, and it's actually good. It pushes me forward, and so on and so forth. Until he begins to go down from that left line to and into the right line, where, how to put it, where it's all good. I accept this from the Creator. The most important thing is the appearance of the Creator here. If it's the Creator, it mitigates any state. I'm receiving this from Him. It's no longer that Dudi who is excellent and better and he stings my eye. Rather, it's the Creator doing it so as to sting my eye. And with the Creator, I already surrender a bit. Why is he doing this to me? And so forth. And gradually I move to the other form. There are many internal scrutinies here.
And I'm supposed to feel these two extremes?
They're very extreme in their difference. Let's say at first you're on the left and you get mad at everything and you have a demand and a claim and a complaint and you're furious and you feel really angry at everyone. And then on the right, you just walk like an angel on clouds.
So where are the two opposites? Where's the one subject?
The will to receive. That's the carrier.
Yeah, but when are the two of them together?
Wait. I still don't think that you all are integrating in these two, you're absorbing these two states in order to discuss the third. The third will get you confused. Okay, yes, Akoka.
What I don't understand is,
it's good that you don't succeed. Guys, I'm asking you, everyone, this is very important, this is very practical, and we've come to a point where we need to grab hold of this. This topic comes before faith above reason. We've entered faith above reason a little bit, but we can already see that we can't really find ourselves there. That's why we're now going into two opposites. And from that, we'll go back to faith above reason.
What I don't get is, what should we put the emphasis on? Because when we were talking about within reason, above reason, you gave guidelines. What's the left? What's the right?
I am also giving you this now.
I don't get I can't see.
You feel that it's opposite?
Yeah.
That it's a single carrier, which is my will to receive, that determines these things. That's also clear, yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Where's the Creator here?
The Creator is the one who invites these two forms, opposite forms within me.
But where do I take him into account?
You have a calculation with him in both this state and that state. After I get angry and I'm willing to kill everyone out of envy, or how can someone or even everyone already go beyond me, and there's this fire of envy that eats me up, and then I gradually begin to discover by the light that awakens that envy in me, which continues to influence and also to reveal who designs that state in me. Because that influence goes through levels, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I begin to sense the root, where it's coming from. Same thing in our ordinary life, in this earthly life we have. You see that people somehow calm down, somehow agree, somehow accept things. How does it happen? Where does it come from? It's the influence of the light. When it designs a certain state, the beginning of it creates a very severe response, extreme response, and then when there is a sense of the source of the state that is stabilized, then people don't understand how it happens and why, but they suddenly become more calm and agreeable. Why? Why does it happen? It just happens? You get used to it? No, it just happens because the light completes its influence where there has to be a certain link to the root.
So here we're saying that you agree with the first state until it calms down and then you move on to the next state, the second one. It's as if you don't cope with the first state. You do.
You do. The fire of envy burns you. But despite that, you now received the knowledge that it comes from the Creator, that there's none else besides Him. So how do I need to deal with that I'm so full of hate and envy, and that there is someone higher than me, that it's hurting me. He hurt me. You can say, but he didn't mean to do this or something. It doesn't matter. Who cares? I want to delete him. I want to contradict him, because to my will to receive, he is an enemy, even though he may not even know about me or think about me. But I feel that. Yes.
Is there some kind of work of overcoming here to try and pray, disagree with the situation?
Right. After you begin to realize that still there's none else besides Him and He is good that does good, then you begin to think, wait. It's the Creator awakens this envy in me towards duty. Right? What do I need to do? So I need to thank the Creator for giving me such a feeling, that this feeling will lead me correctly. Where is test? Where is the Shamati lesson? Maybe I need Shamati article. I need to hear what's going on. He's pushing me forward. So I need to say thanks to the Creator who awakens me that way. Envy, loss, and honor take the person out of this world, meaning out of his world into a higher world.
I identify these states, but I more or less see that they simply go over me. I don't see where can I become.
What do you mean?
That it's simply the Creator takes you through these states, He awakens envy in you, and so on.
Yeah, the Creator takes you through all these states, yeah. All these characters or these frames, yeah.
So my question is, where is man here? Where does he come in?
The person needs to see that this is so. He needs to learn from all the forms he's going through, and as a result, he'll become wiser. There's none as wise as the experienced one from seeing what the Creator is doing to him. This is called, from your actions we know you, bit by bit. This is only from one line, from the left line, from that envy. And then from that, there is a certain transition to the right. But there's a recognition that it's the Creator who awakens me, and thanks to Him and to Koka or to Dudi, that through Him it happened. But now I feel myself as zero. And I feel that being a zero is the most respectable thing. It's the highest thing. It's clean, white, with no stain. I don't want anything to be added to me. No understanding, no nothing. Just to be completely nullified. Because in that form of being completely nullified, I exist in Him. I am integrated in Him. That's where my conception, my ibur, begins. This minimal chafetz chesed. Later on, I'll have to be chafetz chesed on top of being shown a treasure and a box of gold. But right now I have nothing.
So now it's still a phase where you're taken from line to line. You don't have these two at the same time.
No. Why do you jump forward? I'm telling you, you receive first this and then that. Is that understood? Did you go through such states? Some of you, perhaps, those who don't, didn't. But even just write it down to yourselves. Take a piece of paper, one page. Even in a notebook, you can have like one page after the other. And write one state. How does it happen? How do you feel? And also about the right line, the whiteness, which is excellent, which is the conception. I want to stay in that, and only to increase the conception on top of each and every state is my goal. That's it. That's the point of adhesion. Later on, I'll be given all kinds of additions, and in spite of them, I'll continue the adhesion. And that means that I have suckling, yenika, and mochin, and I rise up the levels, the degrees, until I become equal to the Creator. But how? With that white point. But it's not just that white point. You're on top of a whole line. You've risen along this line all the way up to the upper force. And then in the middle line, I become like Him, where I truly have nothing, and yet I have everything. Because on behalf of the will to receive, I really have nothing. On behalf of the will to bestow, I have everything. How do I connect the two? We've yet to learn that.
So, for the time being, besides trying to see the process that the Creator is taking through and shifting from one line to the other, I don't have the ability to be an active part and to even initiate it.
You are active. In these two lines, you're active. You go through these states, you eat them and chew on them. I don't know how to say that correctly. Absorb them, digest them in a way that it goes through your entire flesh.
Okay, but how do I use these states in order to increase annulment?
Yeah, you agree with them, you disagree with them, you resist this, or you want to be part of this or not. Maybe you want to go back to the left and increase it and boost it in order to be more on the right.
But your self-annulment, the first ibul, it's built based on what?
By agreeing to be in zero without any dispute. You only want that. You don't want it to end. You don't want to be given anything because you're still in the will to receive. And then any addition you will be given now, in that point of being zero of zeros, it will ruin your adhesion. It is the initial point of adhesion where you only engage in annulment. So if you will be given a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of feeling, a little bit of the presence of the Creator, that's it. It's a corruption already. Therefore, the delighted in mercy in the woods doesn't want a shirt, even if you bring him one from the king. Now, in the middle line, he has to learn from the king how to take all the covers of the Creator and remain delighted in mercy and yet rich with all the treasure of the Creator, so that the upper light will fill him with Naran Chai, but he himself remains with nothing. How can that be? And that is really two opposites in a single carrier.
So,
we'll talk about it.
What do I want to annul myself toward? The process the Creator is bringing me through?
Yes, whatever the Creator does is for the better, and I want to remain in that. And through that point of annulment, this is the only state for now where I can feel wholeness. No one can touch me. They can kill me, they do whatever, take whatever there is from me. Actually, I'm not going to resist or do anything besides holding on to the point of adhesion with the Creator. That's it.
And you also agree that you're envious of the friends and everything, all the negative things.
I actually build myself on top of that. If that envy will just pass away completely, then the point of annulment will also go away. Although, how can it happen that one builds the other? Well, I don't want anything. I'm complete zero. How can it be built on top of such great envy that I'm willing to burn down the entire world? The entire world. How can it be? So through that point, that turning point, there's connection. Well, we've yet to learn how it builds up, and it's interesting. And that's the topic. Yes.
Well, if I understand what you're saying, this is really revolutionary in terms of, if I look at the process itself, that every time that something happens, especially something bad, I don't allow myself to be in any kind of vacuum. I immediately try and look at it as something positive. And if I understand what you're saying, then
nothing can happen. If you are already in the true point of annulment, nothing can happen. But of course, we're not exactly in that point in wholeness, so we can add to it a bit of envy, a bit of response, a bit of this, a bit of that, but still, egoistically, I hold on to that point of annulment because it's my insurance point. You can't hurt me. No one can hurt me. Say whatever you want. Do whatever you want with me. I'm nothing. I'm zero. I'll even be happy inside. The more I'm being hurt, I'll be happy about it, because these forces of judgment will push me to a greater point of annulment, a more meaningful, more profound point of annulment.
So this is what I have to have at the back of my mind, what you just said, meaning that today, for example, there's no vacuum. I try to look at how I think. Immediately when something happens, the mind tries to put in something encouraging or something like that. And you're saying that whatever happens, just accept it as is.
It'll come. It will come. Don't worry. Whether it's threatening or not, makes you happy or not, don't worry, it'll come. I'm talking about it in order to awaken, to hasten times, because I saw that in terms of faith above reason, we still don't have a grip. But through the topic of two opposites, yes. Leibich, yes.
Still,
in faith above reason, there was like a very clear action. You said, look at it rationally, and then follow what the sages say. You gave us something to do, practical.
Clearer than what's here?
In terms of the action itself, what am I supposed to do? Is there some kind of action that we have to try and realize?
No, here it's more of an observation point. You're right. This is more about observation. Even though it's not a single time, it repeats many times, and I can... But what's the main thing is the point of annulment that comes to me from getting angry at the whole world, and I'm willing to leave Bnei Baruch and whatever. It's being full of fury. And then I receive that calmness. So again, we should see that as an exercise, not that we do, but that the Creator does to us. We have to learn that from Him. And then we'll see how we basically repeat it on our own. Yeah.
One more small thing. Today I heard you give an advice. For years I hear you giving this advice. You're saying, write down the different states you go through. And
me, instead of every one of you, every one of you will have to be a guide, a teacher, a leader. This is a role that you won't get away from. If you were brought here, that's what you're preparing yourself for. Therefore, write down. Have a thick notebook where you write down every time on a new page something else, and later on it will help you. Everyone will have to somehow teach others. Yes, Eli.
What I still don't understand are the two opposites in the same place. It seems as one replaces the other.
Yes, but when you're in one and then afterwards in the other, both of these states went through the will to receive. And then you can portray to yourself if the black is greater or the white is greater, meaning the envy and hate, and then how do I transition to the other side where I don't want anything and I'm in a greater and even higher delighted in mercy state, and I annul myself completely, that there's I don't even have a body, so it's or the opposite. I'm the king of the corporeal world, and then I lose everything. And all I have is a point of contact with the Creator, and that point doesn't give me anything besides that point itself, as opposed to how much I lost. Right? Even if a sharp sword lies over or hangs over my neck that takes my entire life, and then how do I portray these states to myself? There's a matter of playing with it, but we'll wait and see. We'll live and see.
There's some kind of an impression left in the will to receive?
Of course, I can get back to that state. I can be thrown back to that state by the upper force as well.
It's not that there are two feelings at the same time, but the previous...
It doesn't go away. The will to receive cannot be at once in the two states, but they're in a single carrier. That's why it says two opposites in a single carrier. But as the will to receive goes through different states, it collects a very powerful impression. We have tons of questions from the world. Kli, we'll start from the very, very far from us, which is Peter. Peter. Peter.
When I see that the friends, they consist of the holy point in the heart and...
Repeat the question, please.
Repeat the question. Rav saying
repeat
the question.
It again.
The question is, will it help me to divide, to look at things this way, that the point in the heart is perfect and the donkey can do whatever it feels like? Will this help me build the correct attitude toward the Creator?
We're not talking now about the right attitude towards friends or not. We will scrutinize my inner state, how I am influenced by what is happening to me. Of course, later, if I say whatever passes on me is coming from the Creator. But for the time being, it's happening to me. And I'm filled with a feeling of envy, of hatred, of lack of honor and respect, and so on. And it fills me in such a way that it doesn't leave any place for me to connect it to the Creator and to associate it to the society and the friends. Where am I? I'm completely boiling, and that's it. That's the state we're talking about. You're asking already, how can we prepare ourselves in our vut such that even if such states come, did they give me this state of our vut, or is it the state of our vut that's going to control nevertheless? Our vut will not rule, don't worry. The ego will always pharaoh until we discover the end of correction will be in control, actually. And all the states that come to us between it controlling, just to give it the possibility to once again go out of hiding and show that it's in control again. Moscow.
Ненависть — это такое ощущение, которое приходит Творца.
Hatred is a feeling that comes from the Creator. How this point of annulment, how to raise it higher? What is the fuel of my intention? How to hold on above the constant state of hatred, the importance of annulment? What is the start point here? I can do it for a moment, but how to hold on to it constantly? That is difficult. It's not clear.
You're talking now. So how do we control over the right? How do we rule over the left? I didn't talk about that. I talked about how we feel what left is, that I'm filled with envy and upheaval, both about over the Creator and the friend and every about the whole world, how it happens to me and burns me, this fire of envy, we'll say, on one hand, and on the other hand, how later slowly I cool down. It comes from the Creator, because this is after this influence comes its root, which is disclosed as coming from the Creator, and then I feel that here I am nullified also towards this envy, which is the Creator doing this to me on purpose and gave me specifically when I'm receiving not the envy already, but the Creator who is annulling me and bringing me the envy, and then the Creator is stronger than the envy and everything, and then I want to nullify before Him. There are states here. And And then I feel what that point of annulment is, where I'm ready and happy that I have the opportunity to annul myself and to remain in that. That's how far we talked about. We talked about me seemingly observing what's happening in me. I heat up from what happens. I cool down from what there is. I hate what there is. I love and want to remain in what there is. This is left and that is right. That's it. And not the group and not our vote and not how I prepare myself. If I prepare myself, it's not worth it. It's not showing that really the fire of envy is coming upon me, the fire of hatred and true annulment. Those two states in which I'm willing to burn everything and myself as well, just to not feel myself as lowly and humiliated compared to someone. And the other side of it, where I'm zero and I don't want anything to bother me to stop being zero, as much as possible to remain zero. That's even more. Meaning one time I'm longing to be at the heights, where more than everyone, I'm not willing to give up myself for anyone, not even for the Creator. Because I don't agree with Him. I want to decide. On the other hand, I want to be on the lowest point. Annulment, just add more and more annulment, let there be that. Show me that I'm losing even more. I'll be even more in gratitude. These are two different points, opposite points. These are two opposites in one matter. Now you can ask, this isn't the will to receive and that's the will to receive. Well, the fact that the will to receive wants to grasp everything and be the king of the world, that's clear. But what pleasure does it have from annulling itself towards everyone? That's the influence of the reforming light. There is nothing but that. These are the two forms of light that influence us, and we respond once like this and once like that, once like this and once like that. That's it. But it's not that we're talking here about the fact that on behalf of man there's some form of ability to resist, to overcome, to mitigate. No, both in this and that. Later we will talk about what we do with it. But for the time being, I have other questions that I have to get along with here.
Hello, Rav. I hope it's close to what you spoke of. Yesterday in the lesson, the study of the Ten Sefirot, after Rabash, when we heard him, you told us about how we build intention with respect to the Creator, this love. You spoke about it a few times before, but yesterday it was very strong. I woke up this morning and all my thoughts were to turn it on again and listen to it once more. I heard Rabash, and when you started talking, after a while, I felt I was missing something. That the impression I had yesterday, I was even jealous of you. And today, it went away. And I wasn't impressed the same way at all.
Because you didn't have the same vessels in you that you would be able to be impressed of with what you were impressed with before, right? And that which you were impressed with yesterday, you saw something wise and special, some kind of revelation. Today it seems to you as normal, as regular. You won't discern any special points there, yes? It's a sign that it doesn't usually seem to you as advancement because you don't feel that now there is some addition here. It's very good. Natural and correct. Asia.
Rav, that state of annulment that you're describing is when the more, let's say, I receive blows and whatever we call blows, but they're not, because all I need to know is that little point of connection that all is sent by the Creator for me to annul, and above all that I feel, I need to just embrace it and just annul. All I need to know is all comes from the Creator. And that's it. Is that the state that I have to be in my whole, during my whole day,
Ken,
that I have?
Ken, im kol hayom ata tachzik et asmacha
shel. Yes, if you hold yourself all day long that all that comes to you comes from the Creator, it will be correct.
America Latina.
Latin America.
Latin America.
Latin America.
How should a person cope with shame?
We didn't talk here with how to deal with. We talked about what a person feels as something that hurts his pride, which is called shame. And that's it. No more than that. Novosibirsk.
Good morning, dear Rav. In the point of self-annulment, what to do with the prayer? If during the day you constantly pray for the friends and you follow these two states, whether you want to pray or not, whether you're ready for it or not, but this point of adhesion, this point of annulment, delighted in mercy, how does it relate to the prayer?
Don't connect every single thing to everything. We talked about a specific state which comes to a person sometimes. And this is what we're discussing right now. That's what we're talking about. And don't bring me now, but we talked there like that and there about that. I don't want to hear. It's not correct. You will get confused. We just want to feel this. How we are in a left line, which is this damage to my honor, damage to my eye, and then in the right line, which is actually not a damage, but it's not hurting my honor, but rather I feel honor that I have that point of adherence only. And I don't care what the world has, let them take everything there is. Just leave me the one state for me to be in zero belonging to the Creator. Just that we want now to define, to feel those two states in us. And you want immediately to connect it to other things. This just shows how much you are not following me. What, do you think that's it? Enough, we spoke. We can move to next to something new. It's too bad. Too bad. Good. Who didn't I ask yet?
Kiev.
Kiev.
What is the role of the group and the friends in the process of transition between these two opposites?
Don't know. I'm not smart like you that I can now talk about that. If you don't follow me, then go from me. Very simply. Tallinn.
You are saying that an animal, it's characterized by a feeling of good, bad, pleasant, unpleasant, and for a person, the scrutiny of true and false is closer. So where do you draw the line? Because from the perspective of true and false, you constantly feel that you're mistaken. And if you're looking from the perspective of pleasant, unpleasant, then you're constantly erring.
In these both states, we have both pleasant, not pleasant, and truth and false. Because also in great envy and hatred, I am in a state that is unpleasant, and it's the truth that is being shown to me. And later I can say that it was a lie, that the Creator is arranging it for me to feel that way. Meaning about false and truth, both in the right line and in the left line, we still can talk, but it doesn't define anything. The main thing is to reach the middle line. All that remain for me are groups from Israel. Yes? Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends and world Kli. My question is, this whirlpool of opposites that the Creator places before us, is there a better way than taking care of others to experience it more intensively?
I don't know. I also don't know why you are all deaf. I said that we are talking only about these two states that I talked about. What are you bringing me now?
New York.
I have two questions. First question. If I want the world to take
everything just to the point. From me,
where do I get the power to keep working?
Again?
If I want the world to accept everything from me, where do I get the strength to keep on working?
That's also not something we talked about. We didn't talk about that either. According to what we talked about, then you won't have the force to work with the world. What world? When you are heated up and you're disconnected from everything and just immersed inside your ego that's burning you, you can't. Later, when you annul yourself completely and don't want anything but the point of adhesion, then you're like a drop of semen inside the Creator. You also can't do anything. We are talking only about those two states. What are you immediately connecting it to? You don't understand how much this one is not associated with the other. You can't connect everything together.
No, New York.
Well, New York, another question.
It's about a feeling. If I cannot trust myself because I feel everything in my will to receive, so how can I do this scrutiny?
We're not talking about the scrutiny exactly. We're talking about the feeling that happens to the will to receive alone. The two opposites in one subject that happen to the will to receive, where you are envious, heated up, hating, that happens to you and you can't do anything. It simply takes over, tears you up. Then when the from the beginning of the influence of the light that puts you into that state of envy, then you start to discover more and more and more in it the directed hand of the Creator, and then you surrender and you're willing to have anything. You feel like it becomes good to you from this, that in such a way I was nullified. Not that there was what to nullify. I feel now, by being nullified, the gap between what was before, where I was willing to burn the whole world if I'm not the greatest, and now that I'm the lowest. And I am talking here only about the feelings that are born in a person from the influence from above, the inspiration from above, and not that he does anything here. In the best case scenario, he knows sometimes how to do scrutiny for himself, where it comes from, why it comes, how it comes, but no more than that. Yes? Okay? Vilnius.
I'll try to ask according to the topic. Do I understand it? On the one hand, there's hatred and even self-criticism that nothing works out, not even a scrutiny for not being able to justify him. And you completely disagree with him. But on the other hand,
Something cleanses you, and this zero state that we speak of is being born?
Yes, I don't hear a question, but what you said is correct.
The question is, the purpose of all that, what is the next step?
Your goal in this? There isn't. But the purpose, the goal of the Creator in you is such that you will feel two opposite states in your will to receive, in your one will to receive. That's it. Now, there was Kaunas also.
No.
Доброе утро.
Привет. У меня. Good morning. Вывод получается, что Творец меня. So the conclusion that I draw is that the Creator wants to awaken me by means of this bad state. He makes me feel unpleasant, he awakens hatred in me towards the whole world. And then I feel that it automatically reached the state where I already have this chafetz chesed delighted in mercy, and my conclusion is that I never participated in this process to begin with. So in that case, I keep feeling that I'm losing something. I understand that I had to be active, but I wasn't. So how to be active in that state, and should I be active? Or the scrutiny that the Creator does everything is enough, and all is required for me is that recognition.
Try to go through these two states, and you will understand what could be as a result of it. And if you have yet to go through these two states in a sufficient, full manner, then you're not yet feeling what needs to come out of it. Because from this, there should be a very special result. I don't want to talk about it at the moment. You also need to understand that to be a teacher is to give each time exactly according to the correct state, the next dose. Okay? Well, we got the place for Jerusalem now.
Which actions accelerate the feeling of revealing these two opposite states? Which actions accelerate the revelation of these two opposite states?
General preparation. You can't say. You can't say. It's the preparation of the group, specifically, that helps very much with this, of a person himself. Well, that's how it is. What I recommend, if you have time throughout the day, is to go over all those verses that we study in this lesson, and to kind of read them, at least. That's helpful. Okay, that's it? We're moving to... Oh, yoyoy. No, Peter, we already had... Tiberias. Well, you can't do without Tiberias. Otherwise, it's a special city. Yes.
Hello, good morning. Hello, everyone. My question is about the two opposites. Is it similar to opposite inversion to be made against him, to be an annulment?
It's the beginning of recognizing the Creator and Pharaoh, and those two states of face and posterior, panim and achoraim in his kilim, in order to get to know the Creator in that depiction of the upper force, which is positive and negative. That's how it's built. We are moving to the next part from the study of Ten Sefirot. part 16.